Your personal philosophy is the bedrock of your success. It influences every decision you make and every action you take. Building it is one of the most empowering things you can do for yourself. Welcome to Time Tested Mastery, Life Lessons Sell. I'm Mark Dolan, and I'm excited to guide you on this journey of personal development and self-mastery. It is the beginning of a new year and the perfect time to strengthen your foundation for having your best year ever. In this first episode of our series, we will focus on a fundamental element of success, our personal philosophy, the way we think and what we truly believe about life and business. Think of your personal philosophy as a blueprint for how you approach life, work, and relationships. It's often an unconscious guiding compass, yet it's our true North Star. It's what influences our everyday habits, and when times get tough, dictates our decision-making. When faced with very hard and consequential decisions, it serves us well to have a well-developed personal philosophy. By the end of this episode, you'll not only understand the importance of crafting a personal philosophy, but also have the tools to begin to create or refine your own. Ready to dive in? Let's go. Your personal philosophy is the set of beliefs and principles you hold deep down inside that guides your actions and the responses to the situations and opportunities you encounter every single day. Your personal philosophy can either be the chains that hold you back or the wings that lift you up. A good place to start is by examining your beliefs about wealth and happiness. Can you have both? What is true wealth? Is having a lot of money good or bad? The different answers people have for those questions explain the various approaches to life you see around you. We can also ask ourselves another important question. How has my philosophy worked for me so far? To paraphrase Jim Rohn, success is not something you get, it's something you become. You have attracted the people, the places, and the circumstances into your life by the person you've become. And here is the key. Your personal philosophy dictates the person you become because it determines the actions you take or don't take and influences every decision you make. Your success starts and ends with your personal philosophy. Now, here is a word of warning as we begin. Many people will be tempted to focus on what they think they should believe rather than what they actually do believe. Don't get derailed by should-haves and would-haves and could-haves. Instead, focus on the truth of what you believe. This is your life. No one should be more concerned, and no one is more responsible than you are for your own success. A big thank you to today's show sponsor, Cassie Winteroud at M5 Financial. Cassie is a San Diego native and seasoned lender with a diverse background in the mortgage industry. With over 16 years of experience, Cassie is known for her dedication to exceptional client service, earning her the title of the Friendly Lender. She resides in San Diego with her husband, Trevor, their 5-year-old son, Jake, and cat named Bacon. My sales team's clients and my own family members have worked with Cassie and all gave her rave reviews. If you are looking for an extraordinary lender, you can reach her at 858-999-1777. The success of today's message and suggested action steps will depend on your willingness and ability to be honest with yourself about what you believe, and then begin building and refining from where you are right now. My own personal philosophy began to radically change when I was first introduced to this topic in Jim Rohn's audio program, The Art of Exceptional Living. At the time, I had a personal philosophy, but was largely unconscious of it. I simply believed everything I thought to be true without question. Unfortunately, like many of us, my core beliefs ingrained from my early childhood influences and young adult struggles were not always empowering, to say the least. Without new ideas, I was caught in a cycle of repetitive struggle. Here is a good definition of insanity to keep in mind: repeating the same mistakes over and over again and expecting different results. That was me. Just imagine that you were a high-performance race car and finely tuned, but with one limiting malfunction. One wheel simply will not turn. The wheel and brake mechanism are broken. No matter how hard you press the gas or rev the engine, you just keep going round and round in circles, staying pretty much exactly where you are. Blinded by smoke and overwhelmed by the deafening screech of metal and rubber. We have all seen people like this. Whirlwinds of activity, loud and noisy, but not really getting anywhere. This explains in part the danger of a limiting personal philosophy. One really large error or some combined errors in our thinking will hold us back from our full potential. I had never questioned my beliefs and what I had experienced so far in life until I listened to that program. I'll be forever grateful for the new ideas Jim shared that opened me up and set me on a new direction. Jim famously said, "Learn to work harder on yourself than you do on your job. If you work hard on your job, you can make a living. But if you work hard on yourself, you can make a fortune." That caught my attention. Another idea I considered radical at the time, he advised never to complain about paying taxes. He said, paying taxes in America is like feeding the goose that lays the golden eggs. He admitted that, yes, the goose eats too much, but better a fat goose than no goose. That was certainly a new way of thinking for me. I'm sure many people won't agree with that philosophy, and that's just fine. But his point of view is certainly worthy of consideration. Jim Rohn then went on to comment on the main takeaway of today's podcast. Your personal philosophy is the greatest determining factor in how your life works out. I had never heard that before, and it prompted me to self-reflection, which I am encouraging you to start to do today. The point here isn't to sell you on my personal philosophy or Jim's. It is to open your mind so you recognize that the way you think about life and business is what is determining your results. By questioning our thoughts and improving our personal philosophy, we can forge a powerful mindset that leads to a happy, successful, and meaningful life. The ideas and strategies you will learn here at Time Tested Mastery are meant to provide a path that helps you improve and refine your own personal philosophy. Another influence, Earl Nightingale once described success as the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. But how do you decide what's worthy? Well, that's where your philosophy comes in. It helps you define success on your own terms. So are you aware of the beliefs that guide you? What do you believe about money, about wealth, happiness, fame, marriage, relationships, exercise, lead generation? How do you feel about scripts and dialogues? What about your family? What about God? It is worth being crystal clear with yourself on these major life issues if you want to be successful. Open-minded exposure to the ideas of other successful people is certainly beneficial. You don't need to adopt anyone's philosophy, but you might want to at least consider new ideas and see if there's something you can use that might work better. Mark Twain famously said, "It ain't what you don't know that gets you into trouble. It's what you know for sure that just ain't so." Are you open to discarding a habit or belief that isn't serving you for something that might work better? And this should not be a one-and-done exercise. You will benefit by repeating it periodically so you continue to grow. Or make it a part of your daily thought process as you are exposed to new ideas. Always asking the question, is that something I can use to improve? Or will that serve me better than what I'm doing now? Refining your personal philosophy will increase your performance and ultimately dictate your success. Basically, I'm saying improve your thinking to improve your results. Early in my career, I was working hard, but I wasn't seeing the results I wanted. I was operating with a mediocre personal philosophy. When presented with the new ideas I was learning from business philosophers and motivational speakers like Jim Rohn and Earl Nightingale, I began to ask the question, if other people can do it, why can't I? The answer was depressing. I truly believe, for reasons I won't delve into here, that I simply wasn't good enough. These ideas could work for other people, but not for me. Other people were simply better than me. They were happier than me, more successful than me, smarter, handsomer. They came from better families, had more money, and a whole host of other advantages I didn't have. I was working hard, but working hard merely to survive. not believing I was capable of anything more. So why try? I really didn't want to look dumb by trying and failing publicly. Now, there is a phrase to describe this condition. It's called learned helplessness. Learned helplessness is defined as a condition in which a person has a sense of powerlessness arising from a traumatic event or persistent failure to succeed. It is thought to be one of the underlying causes of depression. I had it, and I had it bad. I was also operating on an unconscious thermostat. Just like a heater kicks on when the temperature falls below the low set point and shuts off when it exceeds the desired temperature, our personal philosophy dictates the settings for our human success thermostat. When I was struggling and not eating broke, my work ethic kicked into high gear to ensure survival. But as soon as I got comfortable, when sudden success exceeded my internal belief system, I would sabotage myself. You've seen that guy before, right? As soon as he makes a little more than he needs, even after struggling for months to get his head above water, before saving anything for a rainy day, which is a bad personal philosophy in itself, he decides to reward himself with an expensive vacation or some other unnecessary expenditure, which immediately brings him back to zero. That's an example of my personal philosophy early on and how it manifested in my choices and behaviors that led me to continue to struggle. Now, in addition to this sudden new awareness that other people thought differently, that many who had a different philosophy of life were getting better results than I was, I stumbled upon a book by Tony Robbins, Awaken the Giant Within. He said, "The quality of your life is in direct reflection of the quality of the questions you are asking yourself." That idea proved to be a game changer. At his suggestion, I reframed my questions from negative to positive. I began asking, what would I have to do to get the results other people are getting? The answer to that question was, I would have to try the things other successful people are doing, which also meant I would have to stop or change some of the things I was currently doing. That should really make sense, huh? To do something new, you must stop doing something else. So I replaced what I was doing with what others who were succeeding did. Do you see the difference? The answer to the first question didn't help me solve my problem. When I answered the negative question honestly, it made me feel terrible and further convinced me I didn't know how to succeed. When I answered the reframed question honestly, I was empowered with a new direction, a sense of hope, a vision of opportunity, with new things to try. The fact other people had already achieved what I hoped to achieve was a good reason to believe it was at least possible for me. When I changed, everything changed for me. And I know the same will be true for you. Now it's your turn. Crafting your personal philosophy doesn't have to be complicated, but it does require reflection. Here's a simple three-step process and exercise to get you started. Number one, make it a habit to reflect on your values. What matters most to you? Is it honesty, perseverance, kindness, family, creativity? Write down the 3 to 5 values that resonate with you the most. Number two, define your purpose. Ask yourself, why am I here? Your purpose might be to inspire others, to provide for your family, or pursue excellence in your craft. And finally, begin to internalize easy-to-remember phrases and quotes that express your values and your purpose. I have shared several quotes today from other people that I adopted as my personal philosophy. Your task is to identify, write down, and internalize yours. You can gain insight and wisdom that serve you from many places: movies, sermons, lyrics from songs, poems, virtually anywhere. So I'm going to leave you with this. Here is something really apropos that you might recognize for today. So oftentimes it happens that we live our lives in chains and we never even know we have the key, famously sung by the Eagles. It's a reminder to me, those lyrics, that you have the key to freedom and success if you have an open mind, are willing to seek and consider new ideas, as well as take action. And action is the key. After this episode, set aside 30 minutes to consider and write as many quotes, ideas, or statements that define your current personal philosophy as accurately as possible. And remember them and use them and remind yourself of them daily. In closing, before we wrap up, I want to leave you by repeating today's message clearly. Your personal philosophy is the bedrock of your success. It influences every decision you make and every action you take. Building it is one of the most empowering things you can do for yourself. Now, I'd love to hear your feedback. Was there a principle, an idea, or a thought today that resonated with you? For those of you who complete the writing exercise, share what challenges you face while writing out your thoughts. Please reach out to me on social media or leave a comment. I would appreciate it. And if you found this podcast helpful to you, please take the time to share it with someone else you think it might be helpful for. I want to thank you for joining me on this first step of our journey. Remember, success isn't built overnight. It's built every day through intentional choices and actions. I'll see you in a few days as we dive into the next pillar of success.